Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Night Sky Guide 2026 by Nicole Mortellaro is a practical astronomy reference for readers in the United States and Canada who want to observe the sky during a specific calendar year. Rather than presenting astronomy as a general survey only, it combines introductory explanation with dated observing guidance for 2026. The book is described as fully illustrated and portable, with month-by-month sky maps, moon phase charts, planet information, and notes on notable celestial events. Its subject is observational astronomy at the accessible end of the field, learning what is overhead, when to look, and how to recognize objects such as stars, comets, and globular clusters. The purpose is twofold. For beginners, it supplies orientation, vocabulary, and simple methods for estimating positions in the sky. For more experienced sky watchers, it works as a compact planning aid that reduces the risk of missing seasonal events visible from North America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a calendar year structure turns astronomy into timed observing. The central organizing choice is the month-by-month treatment of 226. This matters because the night sky is not a static subject for an observer on Earth. Constellations shift by season. Planets change position, the moon alters viewing conditions, and short-lived events can be easy to miss. A dated guide converts general astronomical knowledge into a sequence of practical decisions, such as which evenings are likely to reward attention and what part of the sky deserves focus. The format is especially useful for readers who do not follow astronomy news continuously, since it gathers expected highlights into a single reference. It also gives beginners a manageable rhythm. Instead of trying to learn the whole sky at once, they can study the portion that is currently visible and then build recognition month by month. The limitation of this approach is that its highest value is tied to 2026. After the year passes, some event guidance becomes historical. Even so, the structure teaches the deeper habit of planning observations around seasonal visibility, lunar cycles, and celestial motion. In that sense, the calendar framework is both a schedule and a training method. Secondly, North American focus narrows the guide to real observing conditions. The book is tailored to observers in the United States and Canada, which makes its scope more useful than a generalized global stargazing manual for its primary audience. Sky visibility depends on latitude, season, horizon, local weather, and light pollution, so an observing guide must choose a practical frame of reference. By focusing on North America, the book can present maps and event guidance in a way that is relevant to the broad observing circumstances shared across much of the continent. This does not mean every reader will see identical skies. A viewer in Florida, Ontario, Alberta, or Arizona will face different horizons and conditions. The value lies in narrowing the field enough that the reader is not constantly translating from another hemisphere or region. North American framing also suits families, clubs, and classroom users who want a common reference for planning observing sessions. Compared with a purely theoretical astronomy book, this regional approach keeps attention on what can be looked for from a backyard, park, campsite, or local dark sky site during the year. It anchors the science in place, which is essential because observation begins with the sky available to a particular observer, not with an abstract celestial chart. Thirdly, moon phases and planetary notes support realistic viewing plans. Moon phase charts are not ornamental in an observing guide. They shape whether many targets are easy or difficult to see. A bright moon can wash out faint stars, clusters, meteors, and diffuse objects, while a crescent or moonless period improves contrast for deep sky viewing. By including lunar phase information alongside monthly guidance, the book helps readers connect sky events with actual viewing conditions, rather than treating every date as equally useful. Planetary information serves a different but related purpose. Planets are among the most rewarding objects for casual observers because they can be bright and visible without advanced equipment. Yet their positions shift noticeably against the background stars. A year-specific guide can indicate when a planet is better placed in the evening or morning sky, and when it deserves attention. This combination of lunar and planetary data encourages a more disciplined habit before going outside. The observer checks not only what is happening, but whether the sky conditions favor that target. The result is a guide that reduces frustration and makes success less dependent on chance. It also shows that observational astronomy is partly about timing, not just identification. Fourthly, object introductions connect visible sites with astronomical categories. The guide introduces readers to different kinds of celestial objects, including stars, comets, and globular clusters. And this educational layer is important because naming an object is only the first step in understanding the sky. Stars teach basic orientation and pattern recognition, since they form the visible framework used to locate other targets. Comets illustrate that the solar system includes temporary or changing visitors whose appearance may depend on timing and brightness. Globular clusters point the observer beyond familiar naked eye patterns toward dense, distant groupings that often require darker skies or optical aid. Presenting these categories together helps the reader build a mental map that is both positional and conceptual. A beginner can move from asking where an object is to asking what kind of object it is and why it appears as it does. For experienced observers, the same material can serve as a quick refresher that connects monthly highlights to larger astronomical context. The value of this approach is that it avoids reducing stargazing to a checklist. It encourages recognition, comparison, and curiosity about physical nature. That is especially useful in a field where many objects appear visually subtle until their category and scale are understood. Lastly, hand angle methods make sky navigation practical without specialized gear. One notable practical feature is the use of hand measurements to estimate angular distances in the sky. This method is common in amateur observing because the sky is measured in degrees, while beginners usually think in ordinary distances that do not apply overhead. A fist, finger span, or extended hand can give an approximate angular scale, allowing a reader to move from a bright star toward a nearby target or judge the separation between objects. The importance of this technique is not precision, it is independence. It lets observers use the guide outdoors without needing a mounted telescope, digital setting circles, or an app for every decision. That aligns with the book being portable and illustrated, since it is meant to accompany actual viewing rather than remain a shelf reference. Hand-based navigation also teaches the geometry of the sky in a tactile way. Readers learn that the apparent dome has measurable structure, and that successful observing often comes from small, repeatable estimates. This makes the guide more accessible to families, beginners, and casual skywatchers who may own little or no equipment. It also helps experienced users communicate directions clearly during group observing sessions. In conclusion, Night Sky Guide 25-6 is best suited to people who want a practical companion for observing the sky during the 25-6 calendar year rather than a broad astronomy textbook. And beginners in the United States and Canada will benefit from its combination of illustrated explanations, monthly maps, moon phase charts, planet notes, and simple navigation methods. More experienced amateur observers can use it as a compact reminder of seasonal highlights and as a planning tool for nights when they want to make efficient choices. Its practical benefit is that it links knowledge to action. The reader can learn what an object is, when it is likely to be visible, and how to locate it with basic orientation skills. Its intellectual benefit is quieter but important. It shows that the sky is dynamic, patterned, and best understood through repeated attention over time. What makes the book stand out within the stargazing category is its specific combination of year, region, and usability. Many astronomy books explain celestial objects in general, and many apps provide real-time charts, but this guide offers a curated 25-6 pathway for North American observers in a portable format. That focused design gives it a clear role as both an introduction and a field reference. If you would like to support Nicole Mortillero, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.